Because it's gone for a given mission day. And so is Cooper, so is Thornton. Tormund and Talisca. Because they're behind Alice Bay's gimmick. They would withdraw money from the Liska, the money that was used for the Cabanos people. And they collected the Masters of Shackle and they put them in the Liska. And then they would withdraw money 3 times a year from the Liska to be put into 3 boxes. And each box contained 3 soft coins. And the boxes were marked Aleph Bay's Gimel. The coins that were withdrawn first would be put into a box that was marked Aleph. And then the coins that were withdrawn after that would be put into a box that is marked Bay's. And only after that they would withdraw coins and put it into a box that is marked Gimel. The reason why the boxes were marked Aleph Bay's Gimel was because they wanted to use the coins that were withdrawn first to buy Cabana Seaboard before they used the rest of the coins. So therefore they marked the box. And they would use the money from the box that's marked Aleph first to buy the Kerbanu Seba, the Tminim and Musafim, that would be brought. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yevanis Kosebahem. Alpha Besa Gamma. Rabbi Shmuel said the boxes would not be marked with the Aleph Bays. Instead, they would be marked with the Greek Aleph Bays, Alpha Besa Gamma. The reason being that the Pasuk said, the Ansa Lakim Yefet, the Yishkom Ba'alei Shem, that the beauty of Yefet should reside in the tent of Shem. And there's nothing more beautiful about Yefet than the Greek language. So the Greek language should reside in the tent of Shane, meaning in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, they use the Greek Aleph Beis to mark the boxes. Ein Atar Nechmas Lo B'Farger Chavos, Lo B'Mino V'Lo B'Sand. The person who withdraws the money from the Lishka will not enter to withdraw the money with a garment that has a hem, nor with a shoe or sandal. The reason being that we don't want the person to be suspected of slipping some of the money into the hem of his garment or into his shoe or sandal. Velobit tefillin, velobit kamiya, nor would he enter with tefillin or an amulet for the same reason that we don't want him to be suspected that he slipped some money into his tefillin or into his amulet. Shema yeyanit, v'yomru me'avon halishka heyanit. Maybe after the person withdraws the money from the lishka, he will subsequently become poor. And that will lead to suspicion. People will say he became poor because of the sin of the Lishka, because he stole money from the Lishka, and that's why he became poor. O Shema Yashir V'yomru, may Trumas HaLishka HeYashir. Or maybe after he withdraws money from the Lishka, he will end up becoming wealthy. And people will say he became wealthy because he stole money from the Lishka. L'fisha Adam Tzarech L'Aseh Tidei HaPriya, Tidech Shetzarech L'Aseh Tidei HaMalka. Because a person has to be Yosei what people will say about him. Just like a person has to be Yosei his obligation to Shemayim. Meaning to say, even though we don't really suspect that the person will steal money from the Lishka, however, he has to be above any suspicion. He has to ensure that he does nothing to cause people to suspect him. And therefore, for that reason, Chazal said he should not enter with any type of garment or accessory that people might think he slipped money into the garment. Shenema. As the Pasuk says, Ve'yitin Nekiyem Me'Hashem Me'Yisrael. You have to be innocent from Hashem and from Yisrael. It's not enough that you're innocent to Hashem, that you did no wrongdoing, but you also have to be innocent to the people of Yisrael, that nobody should even suspect you of doing any wrongdoing. Va'imer, and the Pasuk also says, U'mat Zachem V'Seichel Tov, Ve'enei Elokim V'Adam. He found favor and good wisdom in the eyes of Hashem and person. It's not enough that you find favor in the eyes of Hashem. You also have to find favor in the eyes of other people, that nobody should suspect you of any wrongdoing. The members of the house of Rabbi Gamliel would enter the Azor at the time that the Masters of Shekels were being withdrawn from the Lishka. And they would have their Masters of Shekels between their fingers. They would throw their Masters of Shekels in front of the Torah, the person who was withdrawing the money. The person who was withdrawing the money would try to push their Masters of Shekel into the boxes into which he was withdrawing the funds that was to be used for the Kabbalah people. Now the reason why the house of Rabbi Gamliel would throw their money in front of the Torah is because they didn't want that their Masters of Shekel would end up remaining in the Lishka after he withdrew money and put it into the 3 boxes. And not all the money would be withdrawn. Only the amount that can fit into the 3 boxes. The rest of the money that was not withdrawn is called the Shiari HaLishka. The money that's remaining in the Lishka. That money would not be used towards the Karbanu Tzibur. And they didn't want that their Masters of Shekel would end up as Shiari HaLishka and not to be used for the Karbanu Tzibur. So therefore, they didn't give in their Masters of Shekel until the person came into the Azar to withdraw the money from the Lishka. Only then they would give them Matzah Shekel and throw it in front of the Torah, and that way they could be assured that their Matzah Shekel would be used towards the Korbanot Tzibur, and the Torah would put their money directly into the box. And our Torah and Torah, the person who was withdrawing the money from the Lishka would not do so until he asked the Bezin, should I go ahead and withdraw the money? The Hain Oimer Lord, trying, Shalosh Pam. And they would respond, withdraw the money. And this would repeat itself three times. Three times he would ask them, should I withdraw the money? And each time they would respond, yeah, go ahead and withdraw the money. And only after this repeats itself three times would he withdraw the money from the Lishka to be put into the three boxes. As we want that the person should be above suspicion and nobody should think he's withdrawing the money without permission from Beis Din. So therefore, he would ask three times from the Beis Din should he withdraw the money. And only after they tell him to withdraw the money three times would he go ahead and withdraw the money from the Lishka.